Each Tuesday at this time, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman.
Sean. Hello, Wayne. Hi.
In addition to rating the claims of Virginia political figures as to their truthfulness on the Truth-O-Meter, you also maintain the Flip-O-Meter, where you determine whether political figures have flip-flopped on their positions on various issues. And today we're going to ask you about recent findings on statements by both the Democratic and the Republican candidates for governor of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican Attorney General, and the Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe. Now, Cuccinelli had made a comment about restoring voting rights to nonviolent felons, which apparently reversed a previous position on whether to make that process more streamlined. And also, Terry McAuliffe has made a comment on oil drilling off Virginia's coast, which seems to contradict his previous position. So you looked into both of those, and what'd you find out?
Well, first with Cuccinelli and restoring voting rights for nonviolent felons, the Attorney General last week unveiled an advisory committee's report on how to streamline the process by which felons can get their civil rights restored. The Attorney General said at a news conference that he thinks there needs to be an easier way for certain nonviolent felons to get their rights back after they have served their time and paid their fines. And the state constitution requires that the governor grant the permission for civil rights restoration for felons on an individual basis. Now, the state Democrats pounced on Cuccinelli's announcement, noting that while in the state Senate from 2002 to 2010, Cuccinelli had voted against five measures to allow Virginians to vote on a constitutional amendment to empower the General Assembly to restore voting rights for nonviolent felons. Now, earlier this year, as Attorney General, Cuccinelli spoke in favor of another constitutional amendment to clear the way for automatic restoration of nonviolent felons' voting rights after they have served their time. Now, that measure died in a House subcommittee. Now, Cuccinelli has acknowledged, and he did so last week, that his position had changed, saying that when he was in the state Senate, he did not support restoring civil rights for offenders because he considered it a part of a felon's punishment. Now, the Attorney General said that he has since come to support rights restoration because he's worried that state officials have been elevating certain lower-level misdemeanors up to the level of felonies. And Cuccinelli also said he thinks rights restoration will help reduce recidivism and be good for society overall. So Cuccinelli acknowledges he has changed his position on voting rights restoration, so he rated this a full flop.
Okay. And what about McAuliffe's position on oil drilling?
Well, Republicans have been accusing McAuliffe of doing an about-face on that issue. And at the start of this decade, Virginia was part of a U.S. Department of Interior lease plan for oil and gas development. And those leases were put on hold until 2017 because of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico back in 2010. Now, during his unsuccessful bid for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in 2009, McAuliffe explained in a primary debate that offshore drilling should be done for natural gas, but not for crude oil. Now, fast forward to 2013, McAuliffe's campaign has said he supports legislation by Virginia Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner that would allow oil and gas exploration off the state's coast. Josh Schwerin, a McAuliffe spokesman, told the Washington Post that he has learned more about offshore drilling from experts in Virginia, and that as a result of technological progress, McAuliffe thinks drilling can be done now in a responsible fashion. So McAuliffe has clearly shifted his position on offshore oil drilling, so we rated this a full flop.
All right, full flop for both. All right, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.